Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We have another wonderful show in store for you. But before we get started, just a quick shout out to a wonderful studio downtown in Union Square, CRS. That hosted a very nice event last night for the 9/11 anniversary with people from many different faiths. There was a Muslim Sufi on the panel, Americans, an Israeli, yes, actually, our Oria, our new host who does his Thursday show Being with Oria, was on the panel. One of the reasons I was there, my dear friend Merrill Brennan, who many people in the spiritual community know. It's hard not to bump into Meryl. She's been so ingrained in the community here. It was a wonderful, very heartfelt event, healing event. Gave people a chance to express and heal their experience of 9/11 and hearing it from different perspectives. It was really quite wonderful. So I really want to thank the people at CRS for holding the event. And just for being there for us. It's such a wonderful place, and they offer great courses. They teach A Course in Miracles, so a wonderful, wonderful place. Thank you. Let us get started with our practical spirituality message of the week with our dear friend, Selena Maitreya. Selena, how are you this week?
I'm wonderful, Sam. How are you? Sounds like you're absolutely wonderful. I'm good to hear your voice.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful week. I'm looking forward to the weekend, and I'm looking forward to today's show. So, what message, what insight, what practice do you have for us this week?
Well, practical spirituality, for those that have listened in before, and for those of you who haven't, practical spirituality asks us to use our life as our daily practice. So this is a body of work where we bring into our daily consciousness, into the concept that all of the choices we make, from responding to different relationships, challenges, we can respond from a different place of love rather than fear or panic or agitation or irritation. It changes our life, it raises our vibration, it changes the world when we're able to respond from a different place of love, which may look like patience, passion, tolerance. Not an easy practice, Sam. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes,
it's easy.
Absolutely. But it
takes a lot of awareness, but it's very possible.
It does, but like anything else, it's the more you build the muscle and the more you work on it, the easier it gets, right?
That's it, exactly. So that's the goal that you've graciously given us this time each week to bring a different practice that will help your listeners to build that muscle. So the practice this week is, once again, something you don't have to pay money for, that you just have to put your attention on. It's called a daily scan. And the goal of the daily scan, the intention, is for you to energetically infuse your day with the energy that will enable you to have a day that is peaceful and smooth and allow you to manifest what you're supposed to manifest in that day. So here's the scan. Before you get out of bed in the morning, ideally when you're in that lovely spot between coming out of sleep and not quite being conscious, you want to start to view the day ahead. Have a sense of what your responsibilities are, the people that you might be in communication with. And as you're scanning your day, you're holding this energy of light. You're holding this energy, really feeling it in your physical body, because our energy is form. We bring the physicality into it, but we infuse the physicality with light and with positive love. If, as you're scanning through the day, you notice people or situations, maybe you have a coworker that you have a meeting with that is, you know, takes up a lot of oxygen, or you know you're going to be taking a long drive on a busy road, something that feels that it could be a little bit irritating, visualize the situation, the person, the exchange in a way that you feel would bring love to all, and infuse it with light, and then go on to the next part of your day. So you have the opportunity here to really use the energy of who you are in each of the events of your day, shifting them to a place where they're going to be visually and realistically energized with love. And that will help your day to be one where you're going to manifest exactly what you should. So we have fabulous power, and right. people talk about it all the time, but they don't practice it.
Right.
The great practice plan for people to take the daily scan every morning gives you the opportunity to choose how you want your day to be, and then to do everything you can to infuse it with the energy of love, which is natural inheritance, to have it be that way.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Selena. A wonderful tip. Well, everyone out there, remember, let's pre-scan our day. Start our day scanning it and infusing love with each different aspect of that day. And you have an event coming up, don't you?
I do. I'm going to be at the Quest Bookstore on, I believe it's East 57th here in New York City.
53rd.
On
East
Thursday.
53rd.
Yep.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about and working, not just talking, we're going to be working on practices to leave our stories behind. Because by the time we come into, you know, teenage years to adult years, where we begin to become conscious of having the opportunity to choose to respond from love, we've already been, had many people in our lives, from parents to teachers, you know, create stories about us that we then take on, and we create stories about ourselves. And then as we go through our life, we make judgments about others and situations and create stories around them, most of which are false. And then we move forward in these. So most people find, when we look at why they're not achieving and creating a life that's really peaceful and abundant in so many ways, it's because they're still holding on to stories about things that aren't true. So Thursday night, we're going to move through those stories. And at 7 o'clock Thursday night at Quest Bookstore, it is an event that has no fee attached. It's donation only.
Oh, wow.
And everybody is more than welcome to come.
And that's Thursday, September 18th?
Correct. Thank you for correcting me on email, by the way. That was so helpful.
No problem. I make that same mistake myself. And then Selena will be here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center on October 1st for an Evening of Grace, a free event that she's very generously offered to do here at our center. So we look forward to that on October 1st as well.
Me too. I'm looking forward to that, Sam. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, Selena. Have yourself a wonderful day wherever you are, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, you as well, and everybody else. Have a fabulous week. Bye.
Wonderful. Bye. So, wonderful events. Selena's been a wonderful contributor to the show, and I hope you're enjoying it. Let us know how you like our little practical spirituality tips of the week. So let us get started with our main guest of the day. I'm very happy to have on the show Andrea Adler, who has been proclaimed as the metaphysical marketer, who pioneered holistic marketing in the early 80s, back when, like, if you said holistic, people, like, looked at you sideways. She's the founder of HolisticPR.com, which is based in New York, and she's an international speaker, workshop presenter, and consultant. She has traveled to Venezuela, Mexico, Canada, South America, England, and all throughout the U.S. offering her work. Her unique approach to marketing demonstrates how to integrate spiritual practice and psychological self-inquiry into a fundamental transformation of your life and your marketing approach. She is the author of 3 books on holistic marketing, PR for the Holistic Healer, Creating an Abundant Practice, and her most recent book, The Science of Spiritual Marketing, Initiation into Magnetism. Ooh, we like that. Which are available online, worldwide, and we're very happy that her travels bring her here to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's great to be here, great to meet you, and great to be in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
I usually do these on the phone, so it's great to actually see somebody and talk to them in real life.
Yes, it's one of the things we really pride ourselves here on Talking Alternative is the fact that we do our shows in studio with professional equipment so that things sound professional and not like they're out of someone's garage talking on your cell phone, in the bathroom, in the underwear, you know, like this is like
But it's so much more relaxing. relaxing. I didn't have to have to get dressed, but this is fine.
Yes, this is great. There's something about the energy when you can actually see someone face to face. Even though you guys out there only are hearing our voices, trust me, it definitely helps. So I'm just curious, when you were a little girl, did you say, "Mommy, when I grow up, I want to be a spiritual marketer"?
Not at all. I was always performing in my house. So there was this, you know, acting DNA going on in my body from a very young age.
And were your parents supportive of that?
Not at all.
Ah, okay. Nice typical parents.
Yeah. So it was tough. It was a tough road. But I, you know, got myself to Broadway, Broadway.
Oh, wonderful.
I was actually doing Neil Simon's Chapter 2.
Ah, okay.
So I reached a certain pinnacle, you know, and you, tell God your plans.
Mm-hmm.
And I told God my plans and he wasn't listening.
No, he was just laughing.
He was laughing because while I was in Chapter 2 and in the midst of auditioning for a soap opera, I heard these very powerful words, "No more repeating other people's words."
Oh.
And I dropped the script.
Really?
It was like resonating in every cell of my body. And
was this something that came to you in a meditation, or like how did these words come to you?
They came to me as I was auditioning.
Oh.
And I dropped the script and the casting director said, "Well, does this mean you want the part? Because you're perfect." And I looked at her like she was from another planet because I knew what my next step was, and it was to go to India.
Oh, really?
And I said, "I think I'm going to India."
Wow.
Just and she like said, that. "Well, I don't think we can hold the part for that long." I said, "I don't blame you because I don't know when I'm coming back, but I need to go."
Wow.
I had been meditating for years up until that point. And I was having visions and dreams of my teacher in India. But it was just so clear when those words started resonating in my body that that was the next step. And I gave my 4 week out, and 4 weeks to the day, the jumbo jet was leaving for India.
Wow.
And I stayed there for 6 months.
6 months. Wow. Was that like a real shock going from New York to India?
It was a bit of a culture shock, yes. But it was the most magical, transformational experience of my life. And for the next 6 months, I would get up at 3 a.m. every day and meditate for 4 hours straight.
Wow.
And do seva, selfless service, and lots of chanting.
Now, I mean, were you, you come here from New York City, which, you know, back then didn't have a very vibrant spiritual community like it does now, though there was, you can always find everything here. Did you always have an inclination towards the metaphysical?
I didn't know what it was called. I just knew that at 5 years old, nobody in my house was listening. And so I would have conversations with God.
Oh, really?
In the bathtub, because I knew he was listening. I could feel a presence around me. And I knew that if I came to that presence, somebody, something, some entity was listening to me. Because I could connect to that place whenever I wanted to. And that was my connection.
Wow. Did you lose that at all, like in your teenage years or as you were growing up, or did you keep it but you kept it quiet?
You know, I always knew it was there. I wasn't as active all the time with that conversation, but I knew if I ever needed to be, I could connect with it.
Okay. So it was always there, even if it may have been dormant for a while, it was always there for you.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how you became a marketer from Broadway and India. And everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Coq.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zouboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our guest this hour is Andrea Adler, the author of The Science of Spiritual Marketing. So, Andrea, before the commercial break, we left off. You were in an ashram in India meditating 4 hours a day. I'm sure a life-changing experience. So at what point did you decide, like, okay, it's time for me to go back to America, or did they kick you out, or what happened?
Fortunately, they did not kick me out.
Oh, okay,
but
good,
you have a sense of when your time is up there,
okay, yeah.
When you've accomplished what you wanted to, mm-hmm. and it's time to move on. Mm-hmm. And so I returned back to New York, and you know, kept asking and praying for clarity, what's next, because mm-hmm. I knew theater was not in the scope of where I was to be anymore.
Okay.
And so it's this, you know, this time period that many people go through where they're not sure what the next step is, and they're on, like, the trapeze artists, and they're looking to grab onto the next swing. They're mm-hmm. in midair,
right.
and they're not quite sure, and there's no net.
Right.
At least you don't think there is.
Right, it doesn't feel like there's one. Right?
And that's where I was. Mm-hmm. And we all go through those periods, mm-hmm. and we have a choice. Mm-hmm. We can move into deep depression because mm-hmm. we're not sure what the next step is.
Right, right. Because it is a sense of a loss of identity, isn't it?
Tremendous. Yeah. I mean, I was a horse with blinders for mm-hmm. years. I was going to become a very successful, serious actress. And that was gone. The carpet had been removed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just kept praying and asking. And fortunately, I had all this background in theater, mm-hmm. and particularly in improvisational theater.
Oh, okay.
And there was this one exercise called the improv.
Mm-hmm.
Where you start out with an activity and you're not sure where that activity is going to take you, but you just commit to the movement mm-hmm. and allow it to transform mm-hmm. itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it becomes something more mm-hmm. solid, mm-hmm. you give it to the next person and then they transform it. And I actually do this in my workshop because it's so powerful for people. Mm-hmm. They have a visceral somatic experience of being in transformation and allowing without pushing that next step to occur. And so remembering that exercise allowed me to stay in that state of awareness,
mm-hmm.
praying for clarity, asking, and watching transformation to occur. So I'm walking around New York, and all of a sudden, I get this epiphany. People who move have a very challenging experience moving, transforming, moving from place to place, physically moving.
Right.
And I went, I have moved so many times. I have this down to a science. And I never wanted to go into business because I thought it wasn't creative. And I have every cell of my body is about creativity. So I went, gee, wouldn't it be nice if I could help people move? So I started this business. I was talking to a friend about it. He goes, here's $5,000. You start this business.
Really?
This is needed.
Wow.
Especially in New York.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, I will pay you back as soon as this thing gets revved up. And within weeks, I had 5 customers.
Wow.
One ad in New York Magazine, professional organizers coordinating, supervising, and expediting moves for people who are moving in and out of Manhattan. So people would come to me who were wanting to go out of town for a month, and they would leave me their dogs and their cats and their cars and their insurance company. I mean, such trust.
Wow.
So they would come back a month later and everything would be put into place in their new home. Huge.
Yeah.
I had 2 celebrities at the end of my reign doing this, calling me.
Wow.
And after 2 years of moving 5 moves a month, I sort of
had enough.
Completed the karma, the moving karma.
Yeah, I mean, and definitely it's like people move so much in Manhattan. I mean,
I could have franchised this business, and I actually thought of doing it. And instead, I just, you know, consulted people who wanted to start this up in different places. And I ended up selling the business.
Oh, you did? No, good for you.
And, you know, then what's next?
Right.
What's next?
Right.
I went to Paris. I started writing my novel. I came back and I said, what's next? What's next? Well, long story short, I'm sent to Buenos Aires during the Falkland War to start teaching people how to meditate.
Oh, really?
And since then have been sent to war-torn countries to teach people how to meditate. So came back from there and became a journalist in upstate New York. And then somebody approached me who was a really gifted healer. And she said, I don't know how to articulate what it is I do. She was a Reiki practitioner.
Okay.
She had other modalities that she was very, very well versed in, but did not know how to put it out into the masses. I said, I'll tell you what. And this is how it all started. I will help you with your marketing if you teach me Reiki.
Ah, okay. Doing a trade. Sure.
We did a trade.
Wonderful.
I created a brochure for her. I helped her understand her own story and how to share it with other people. Created a brochure, and she taught me Reiki. And the rest is history.
Wow. And that was
I then moved to Amherst, Massachusetts. And the first person that landed in my lap when I started my little PR firm was a pranic energy healer. So I called the local newspaper and I said, you know, my client is presenting this intro program on pranic energy and the breath. And he said, now, what is it you do?
Right.
And I said, well, I think I've been placed on Earth to help the holistic therapeutic community. He goes, well, then I'm writing a story about you. And I went, wait a minute. You can write about me, but you can't unless you write about my client, because my client will be really upset if I'm getting the press and he's not. He goes, okay, I'll write about both of you. He gave me cover story in the Living magazine, in the Living section. I got 4 years of business, and that's how my whole PR and marketing company started. And every esoteric,
I'm sure,
metaphysical healer came to me because they were so gifted and so challenged by sharing their story.
Right. Right.
And plus, you know, I've become now 30 years very intuitive with mm-hmm. this process. Mm-hmm. And I can expedite this mm-hmm. in so many ways for people.
So,
and when I realized this mm-hmm. methodology worked for everybody mm-hmm. in any business, I was sent to Silicon Alley, moving back to New York, watching these wealthy VCs, venture mm-hmm. capitalists, mm-hmm. give money to college graduates with great ideas for the dot-com companies.
Right, right.
With procrastination mentality, clueless about how to create a strategy that would work for them.
Right, right.
This is how the whole dot-com industry tanked.
Tanked, yes.
At least in Silicon Alley in New York.
Yeah.
And I was watching this and I'm going, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went home and wrote The Science of Spiritual Marketing.
Because
I knew this methodology worked for anybody.
Okay. So what have you found is usually the biggest challenge, you know, when you're working in this holistic community for people to kind of, I don't know, like get the word out or just come, be willing to kind of step forward and promote what they're doing?
Well, first, I'd like to I'll answer your question. Most people ask me, well, what's the difference between traditional marketing and holistic spiritual marketing?
Mm-hmm.
So I compare it to the allopathic doctor
mm-hmm.
to the naturopathic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody will come to me and say, you know, I want to get on The View.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get there?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just about getting them on The View, because you can't just do that.
Right, right, right. You have to build up to that. That just doesn't
Well, that's
happen.
The allopathic approach.
Right.
You know, they come to you, my eye hurts, and that's all they look at.
Right, right.
Come to a naturopathic doctor and you say, my eye hurts, they say, so what kind of stress are you under?
Right, right.
What are you eating?
Right.
What's your lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
Whole
mm-hmm.
picture.
Right.
It's all about wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the approach I take. This is not an intellectual understanding of where you think your business is to go
mm-hmm.
and how you think you're going to get there. That's like telling God your plans.
Right.
So I take this very as Dr. Larry Dossey,
mm-hmm.
he read the book and he said, this is the most philosophical, spiritual, esoteric, conceptual and practical book on marketing ever written.
Wow.
And that is my approach.
I see.
Because it's not just intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
What does the soul want? What is your soul's destiny in this lifetime with this work? And because of my experience and my process during a consultation, during a workshop, during my mm-hmm. full day intensives,
mm-hmm.
we get to the core of that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And once that wisdom has surfaced and we both have tremendous clarity what that purpose is, I help you create the strategy, the mind map that splits the Red Sea and creates the yellow brick road.
Nice.
And no one ever fails from becoming successful when they follow that road.
Really? You have 100% success rate.
100% success rate when they follow those suggestions.
Right, right. When they follow the formula. When they follow
But people go into doubt.
Sure.
They go into fear.
Sure.
Sometimes they don't realize that their vision is bigger
right.
than what
they thought it was. Right, right.
Or they're just not ready.
Right. And sometimes they're intimidated by the idea of just the bigger vision and that... It's like, oh, no, I can't do that.
Or they move it back into the mind and they think, well, maybe later, not at all, I want to do this. But I've made several people millionaires with one idea.
Really? Beautiful. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready. I need a couple of great ideas, so I can do a few of those. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. If anyone would like to call in and ask a question of Andrea or myself, please call in. Our call-in number, of course, is 877-480-4120. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Thank you. I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Come, join us for the 13th Annual Vigil for International Peace and Ecology on Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. A celebration of live music and dance performances, spoken word, a human peace sign, art installations, and a World Peace Flag ceremony that celebrates the United Nations International Day of Peace. That's Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Park, Nuremberg Bandshell, by the Bethesda Fountain. For more information or volunteer, go to www.vigil4internationalpeace.org. That's the number 4 in the URL. Or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432. We'll see you there. Don't you know it's here?
That now is the key. Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Do you ever feel that way, Andrea, that people don't understand people like you?
All the time.
Okay, welcome to the club. So when you were in the process of writing this book was like, I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you had already been doing this stuff for a while, and it was like, okay, let me codify it, let me put it down on paper, let me, you know, organize it so that I can help more people with it, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Was there anything that came through in the process of creating this book that sort of surprised you? Maybe something about your work that maybe you just did naturally and you never thought of before that you're like, oh, wow, yeah, that's really good. I never realized that I was doing that.
You know, it's interesting. This is my third book, and then I wrote a novel. Mm-hmm. And the process of writing is about learning what we know that we don't know we know.
Yeah.
And so I love the writing process because I learned so much about what I didn't know I knew. And one of my favorite chapters, and this was such a labor of love. The novel, Pushing Upward, was very challenging and took 20 years to write because it was so true to my own story. And even though it was, you know, published by Hay House and now a screenplay and we're looking for producers, a magical ride. The science of spiritual marketing was just like poured out of my heart because I always saw marketing as this magical process that was so much fun. And I saw people, you know, just cringe at the thought of utilizing these techniques. But once they understand how magical they can be, and that's why I continue to do workshops and continue to work with people individually, they go, oh my God, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
This is so cool. I was always selling. Now I just share my love. I go,
exactly.
You got it.
Right. Do you find that people are scared of sharing who they authentically are these days?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question because when I was doing these workshops early on, this is about 15 years ago, I found that a lot of the women that were coming to the workshops, I had a vision that they were all hung during the witch trials. And they were cut off at the throat.
Yes.
From being able to share their wisdom.
Or burned alive for it.
So these women had to relearn how to use that and become more powerful in their throat chakra.
Right.
And it was such a universal experience for me. So I worked with them very intimately in that way. Now they're growing, and you know, after 9/11, and I wrote Creating an Abundant Practice, I heard that other voice again say, go home and write this book, because these healers are going to be needed big time. The stress that we're now experiencing, and the healers now that I trained years ago are extremely successful.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So,
getting back to the book, though, I wanted to share one of my favorite chapters. I mean, they're all my favorite, but, you know, it's like you always have that favorite kid, whether you like it or not. And so, and I would see the blue pearl, which is a light of consciousness that people see when they meditate for some time. And the blue pearls were dancing around the pages when I wrote this chapter called Three Stages of Creativity. And it's based on the Hindu triad, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. So we all go through these three stages of creativity, minute by minute, day by day, month by month, year by year. And it's all about Brahma being the visioning stage. You have this great idea, and you stand back and you meditate and contemplate on that big idea, and you allow yourself the space to move into that spaciousness without judgment, without thought, without feeling competitive in any way. And then it's time to move into Vishnu. Now, before we move into Vishnu, there are people who are addicted to Brahma. Constantly walking around with great ideas, never putting them into action, right? So Vishnu is about watering that idea, watering the plant so it can grow. And of course, we know people addicted to Vishnu, who are type A personalities, working, 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 never stepping back into Brahma to experience the vision and what the next step might be in that after working. And then you have Shiva. When to let go. When to walk away. When to get up from the computer because you've been there for 4 hours and you need a break. The brain needs a break. The body needs a break. So these three aspects are going on all the time. And I compare them quite significantly to these, to the Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva methodologies.
Interesting.
And I had so much fun. It just became like a meditation just describing each of these deities and how they work in our lives or don't work.
What the challenges or the benefits of working with these energies and these archetypes in a way. Quick question. You, the subtitle of this book is Initiation into Magnetism. What do you mean by that?
When we become aligned with our soul's purpose and know exactly why we have been put on earth and what we are to accomplish, we move into this alignment. And we begin to magnetize those people, opportunities, events, and synchronicities that we want to bring to us.
So this is why you're here today.
It's a universal law. Well, of course, we have magnetized each other and your wonderful assistant to come together and share some whatever wisdom we have accumulated over the years.
I see. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions that people have when it comes to marketing and being authentic and working with the spiritual principles on something very practical?
There's many misconceptions. I'll start with one. Somebody will say, I really want to create a website. And they find somebody who can put it on, you know, to a WordPress site. And those people say, well, just send me your content. And they think, and there are some people who understand their content very well and can articulate it and write it down and send it to that back-end person. My experience has been 90% of those people cannot.
Right.
It's like writing your own biography. It's very challenging to shrink wrap who you've been in the past, who you are today, and who you are about to become.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of my work is to midwife the content.
Right.
To
right.
share your story.
Kind of draw it out of people in a way.
So it's not my content.
Right.
Because I've had that mistake happen where I thought somebody else could do my website and nobody was around. And I went, whoa, is this a lesson in energy?
Yeah.
So I had to take it back, redo the whole website and go never again. And now I share that with my clients as well.
Mm.
So they say, well, why am I having to do this? I go, because it's your site.
Right.
I'm overseeing it.
Right.
I'm managing it.
Mm-hmm.
I will critique it. I will become journalists and ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be your energy.
Right. 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 Right.
And the look and the feel of the site.
Mm-hmm.
And a website is no longer a luxury.
Right. No.
It's our global calling card.
Absolutely.
The first 3 seconds of somebody coming onto your site will know immediately whether they want to spend any more time navigating it.
Right.
And if it's not navigationally easy, or there's too many bells and whistles, or the colors are too bright.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a healer with an orange website that I could not stay on for more than 2 seconds. And I said, you really expect, you know, your potential clients to want to read more about you?
Right.
I don't think so.
Right. You know what I find the most common mistake I see on websites is it's so busy and there's so much going on.
Too much.
And it's just overwhelming, all this stuff. And it's like a fire hose. And it's just like, oh, forget it. I don't have time to go through this. And you're on to the next thing. And that's, I think, what people sometimes tend to forget is that we're all busy. And if it's not clear and concise, and it doesn't need to be overly complicated. Sometimes the most elegant ways of presenting ourselves are the simplest.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, and recently did a branding presentation with a couple of other people, and the woman who was like the branding specialist talked about how, you know, the most high end designs were usually the simplest and the most austere in a way, but everything was done very purposefully.
Well, we can thank Steve Jobs for accomplishing that on Apple.
Right, right, right. Who do you look up to in the marketing world?
Only one person.
Who's that?
Malcolm Gladwell.
Ah, I love Malcolm Gladwell. And that's Seth Godin. You don't like Seth?
I know Seth. I met Seth. He actually lived 2 blocks away from me in Hastings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's wonderful and brilliant.
Yes, yes.
But there's simplicity with Malcolm.
Okay.
And a mindset that is so off the beaten path.
Yeah.
And the way he looks at the world is just so engaging because it's so different.
Cool. Awesome. What kind of response have you gotten from the book? How long has it been out now?
You know, I don't even know. People say, well, when did that first come out? Or when? I go, well, when did To Kill a Mockingbird come out? This book will never go out of style because
talks
nothing about social media. Because it has nothing to do with social media.
Right. Social media is just a tool, but if you don't have the right...
It's another element.
Right.
And
perhaps
there's a book that I'll write about social media, but that's not the core for me.
Right.
If you don't have your story down and you are not in alignment and you are not resonating with your story, social media makes no difference.
Right. I mean, if you're not owning your story, right? I mean, if you're not really saying, okay, look, this is who I am.
It's even above and beyond that. For instance, is a recording studio I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
He created this gorgeous postcard to take to the Grammys and spent thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back and he goes, look at this. I spent thousands of dollars on this and not one person responded.
Mm.
I said, well, let me look at it. One word made him look exclusive rather than inclusive.
Oh.
I said, change that one word and you'll have a whole different experience.
What was the word?
I forgot. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But it was just one word.
It was one word.
Yeah.
He changed the word, created more postcards, took it to the next event, and doubled his business.
Wow. From one word.
One word.
Wow.
That's why it's so important to have those words that emulate who you are on your website be in alignment with who you are.
Right. Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Time for us to take, believe it or not, our last commercial break. The hour flies by so much when we have such wonderful, interesting guests. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And my guest this hour is Andrea Adler, author of The Science of Spiritual Marketing. And we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with Andrea Adler, author of The Science of Spiritual Marketing. Tell me, Andrea, what do you hope people get from reading the book?
You know, I'm going to go back to a question that you asked that I didn't answer initially, and then I'll answer that one.
Okay.
When the book first came out and it was distributed, people weren't just sending emails saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They were sending gifts.
Oh.
Like tea sets and bracelets. And I went,
really?
Wow. I think I've struck a chord.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've helped people who were so apprehensive about creating a marketing strategy that could bring them the abundance they're yearning for in another way.
Mm.
And that's why I loved writing this book.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of when I was 10 years old and bringing all my friends to my basement to teach them what I had learned in school, and they were in the same class and didn't hear the same thing I heard.
Ah, okay.
So I always saw marketing a little bit differently than most people.
Right, okay.
And I wanted to share that in this book.
Okay. Okay. And this book has been out since 2007.
Yes.
So it's 7 years already, so it's you've got quite a track record on it. Going back to my question I just asked you, so what do you hope people get from this book?
I hope they realize that there is a way that they can embrace marketing and not be fearful of it or apprehensive of it, and can enjoy the experience.
Okay, good, good. Because we all need to do that. We all, regardless of what kind of practitioner we are, I don't care if you're a cab driver, a Reiki practitioner, or a surgeon, we all need to be able to ground what we do and make it relevant to the people in the world.
And even if you're a massage therapist working only with the people in your neighborhood, there is marketing that needs to be done.
Right, right.
But marketing is not a swear word.
Right, right. It's nothing to be afraid of. And it's not a dirty word either.
It's a magical, mysterious process.
So what's coming next for Andrea?
So I'm very excited to be going to London the early part of November, working with a group called Alternatives. My first time going to London. And I'm starting to, I continue to do consultations with people and do workshops for those groups that would like me to come. And I'm starting to, I'm starting a training because I need to start cloning myself and teach people how to become holistic PR consultants.
Okay.
Similar to what I do.
Right, right.
Because I'm being overwhelmed with work right now and I really need to share it with other people who are gifted, who have an innate understanding of marketing. I personally never took a marketing course in my life.
Really?
So I don't want that to stop people from, oh, I never took a marketing course. You either have it in your DNA or you don't.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And what I teach in this, you know, week-long intensive is a four-year marketing course.
Wow.
And then there's follow-up throughout the year.
Oh, okay. Wow. So it's a week-long workshop.
It's a week-long workshop.
Wow. That's a commitment, too. Do you find over the years that you've been doing this?
But those, but you know, also for coaches.
Right.
You know, to have this tool in their pocket to use for business.
I know. There are many people I can think of to refer to you.
Great.
Do you think that technology has changed any of this over the years? Like in the last, you know, 15 years, right? Life has really changed tremendously because of technology in the world. Do you think anything has changed around these principles because of that or not really?
Nothing has changed. In terms of the principles of this book, what technology has done is expanded and broadened our opportunity to connect. But there isn't a chapter in that book that isn't relevant today or forever.
Wow. Okay. Great. Great. Tell me, are you optimistic about the future with all the craziness going on in the world today?
I think our only responsibility so we can stay optimistic is to continue our connection to source. Otherwise, we will be dragged down by the news, by the climate change, by the water situation, by whatever is occurring, that if we don't stay above the riffraff and stay connected to our highest source, we fall prey to whatever else is going on.
Is there anything you do besides meditation to help you to stay above it?
I chant.
Oh.
I meditate.
Okay.
And those two things keep me uplifted.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And so if people want to find out more about your work, get in touch with you, see your schedule, how do they find you?
They can go to the website, holisticpr.com. That's with an H. OLISTICPR.com. They can email me at Andrea. Andrea at holisticpr.com.
Wonderful.
And that's the best way to reach me.
Okay, great. And you'll you have a calendar of events up there. So
yes.
If people want to see what you're doing in the near future, they can find you there.
Yeah, there's a, right now there's the workshop going on at Namaste Bookstore that's been postponed to a later date.
Okay.
And that's going to be changed to the London workshop coming up in November.
Okay.
And then probably Australia and the times for the training for the holistic PR consultants.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. And what do you envision for the training for the consultants? Is that going to be
It will be in New York to start, and then I can do them all over the world.
Okay, great, great. And you can work with people virtually, right? They don't.
Oh, I work with people on Skype, on the telephone.
Right, right. So it doesn't matter where you are in the country, in the world.
Not at all.
They can get in touch with you.
And I also help people with their presentation skills, that once they have, you know, their website down and they understand who they are and what who their audience is, I help them with their presentation skills. I love doing that. My theater background really loves to get them moving and vibrant and excited about speaking.
And where can people find the book, The Science of Spiritual Marketing? Is it on
Amazon? It's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I also created an audio version.
Oh, wonderful.
Kindle version, downloadable version.
Great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful. So any parting words for our audience before we finish up?
Just thank you so much. This has been so delightful.
My pleasure.
And coming and seeing you in person and just having this live experience has been so refreshing.
Oh, great. Well, I'm so glad. I'm glad that we found the time to connect and to make this happen.
Thank you.
And just before we sign off, I just want to remind people we have a couple of events coming up here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center on the September 24th, we have Sandra, who is one of my previous guests, coming to talk about Bellavaspada, healing of the heart. It's posted now on the Double Diamond Wellness site, and of course it's in our meetup group, the New Earth Society. The following week, as we mentioned earlier, Selena Maitreya is doing her Evening of Grace. And I've just picked the date for this month's Law of Attraction meetup group. It will be September 30th, the last Tuesday of the month. Haven't gotten those details out yet, but they will be up. Look for them soon. Coming up next, we're going to do pulling out one of the old ones from the archives, my interview with Joe Nunziata, who's back in town next week, through September 17th, 18th, 19th. He's doing a couple of workshops, so I just want to let you know about that. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Come, join us for the 13th Annual Vigil for International Peace and Ecology on Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. A celebration of live music and dance performances, spoken word, a human peace sign, art installations, and a World Peace Flag ceremony that celebrates the United Nations International Day of Peace. That's Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Park, Nuremberg Bandshell by the Bethesda Fountain. For more information or volunteer, go to www.vigil4internationalpeace.org. That's the number 4 in the URL. Or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432. We'll see you there.
Don't you know it's here? That now is the key.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.